You are listening to Jaya Ashmore. You can find hundreds of meditations and talks on my websites, jayaashmore.org, jayaashmore.org, as well as opendharma.org, opendharma.org. All the recordings are offered in the tradition of generosity or dana, and your gifts are welcome. Thank you for listening. In allowing yourselves to be here fully, maybe melting into the ground a bit, can include sounds, body, and the familiar sense of ourselves as one part of what's happening. Letting the more direct sensations and experiences like sound and body kind of cut through be a kind of wake-up call out of our dream of ourselves. So letting that dream of myself be present, and also what doesn't fit in that sense of myself. Me as I know me. So it's a lot to include. There's all that you think about yourself, including what you would like to hide about you and what you would like to show about you. All of that, welcome. And also room for more than that. The way things may show up that we just ignore because it doesn't fit the dream, the idea, the familiar sense of myself. Including maybe also just the uncertainty, the here-ness and not-here-ness. The way that the sensations, even of the body, so here and solid, are just flashes, pixels. Here, including the ways that here doesn't feel like here. Here doesn't fit our dream about what here is. There could be almost a sense of feeling the body and the space above and below the body, around the body. sounds passing through. Thoughts doing their own thing. And feeling perhaps in the midst of all that, within all of that, the flashes of experience happening on its own. Including the sensations and feelings of what I think I am and what I think about me as just one part of a stream, one current in a river among many. And even that sense of me and the criticism of myself or the pride in myself, the feeling better than, worse than, equal to, even. The sensation in the body and the mind. Of that status. Of that theater. Even that plays itself out. It doesn't obey our wish to be quiet. So maybe just a little longer letting all of that flow into and through now. And really relaxing, maybe back or down or both. And letting now do itself. All of that is doing itself. Whether we think it to be mine or not mine. Letting it, all of that, letting it do itself. Just for a while. Finding enough room that there is room for all that sound. For the thoughts and the wish to control them both. within ourselves. In the midst of all of this stream of experience. Finding a kind of chord, musical chord of simple honesty. What you know has meaning for you, what you long for, what rhymes with your inner deep soul. The soul need. Or calling. In the midst of all the sensation and perception of all those forms of body and sound waves, thought, feeling, another kind of chord, another kind of feeling maybe, a whisper, a sense, a taste. Of what you know, and which also is so slippery, we keep losing track of what it is. Partly because it maybe isn't just that one limited little box sort of a thing. Perhaps it's sort of somehow in everything when there's intimacy. Being allowed to feel it or feel for it, to open and receive. That knowing that we can imagine at the end of our lives, we'll realize we really know. And why wait? That. In the midst of everything, what there is an honoring of, what has dignity, what we have a sort of humility or bowing down to, that we would give everything for that. Peace, joy, at-homeness, freedom, or maybe something without a name. Or your own name. The name just an imaginary reminder of what is at the heart of it all for you. If we wish here, there's a possibility of just staying with this and finding your own ways of reminding yourself with an image or memory or calling up the sense of a friend who wishes that for you if it's hard to do for yourself. Or someone you don't even have ever met. You read their book or whatever, and that person can stand in. Knowing with you what you know, loving what you love, trusting what you trust, honoring what you honor, tasting what you taste at the middle of it all. Sometimes it's scary, sometimes it's delicious. Subtle, strong, letting it just be what you love and loving it, what you taste and tasting it, how that is in the body and the flesh. How the bones tingle or disappear. An opening or grounding. Honey or rain. Spreading out, lifting up, gravity, sometimes all of that at once. Letting it. And letting it spend as much time as you like in the center of your practice. This week, today, this hour. In your bones, your bloodstream, your cells, the corners of your being. All of it saying hello. And if you wish, another way to practice today could be then dropping down maybe into the pelvic bowl, the contact with the ground. Like a lake, allowing experience. As if we're lying down into okayness. And we can't get rid of it. It is our back. No matter what crazy thoughts or emotions or pains, memories, disobediences, as if the back of us, the back of you, would be made of okayness or spaciousness, ground. And letting everything kind of land towards a resting, perhaps in the lower belly, the out breath in the lower belly, whatever little simple place, if a place is helpful or needed. Coming back again and again to knowing what you know, tasting what you taste, or to this dropping down into deep okayness, already here-ness. Perhaps with a resting place in the body for the mind. Again and again, letting that be like a magnet, that when you relax, it can pull you. Into that simplicity, lower belly breathing, or just the back of you as ground and openness, okayness. And the maybe lovely, creamy, or silky, breezy texture of that, perhaps. Eyes relaxed. Ears relaxed. Mouth relaxed. Chest relaxed. Into your own music. Would anyone like to ask or share anything?
Discomfort in the body, if it's, slight headache or delicate stomach, or I think about you, like, when you have that in meditation, and it's like the elephant in the room, and I'm just not sure about either favoring it.
So Bekaji used the phrase elephant in the room. That would be if there would be an elephant in this room and we would talk about everything except the elephant. So something that's the most obvious and interesting thing and not addressing it. So, and using that phrase to talk about discomfort or pain in the body. I forgot to ask if it's okay to be recorded. I can always turn this off. If you were on the last retreat and something of yours was recorded, I can erase it if you like. So please feel free to. If someone has severe chronic pain, then there's kind of a whole world of things we could work through. And when it's something more light and not constant, I think it's really good to trust, you know, you kind of, in your way of asking the question, there was almost a suggestion of the possibility of trusting yourself, or trusting that sometimes kind of landing with it in different ways could be helpful, healing for the place or body, but maybe more than that also, fertile for insight and conducive to good qualities of mind, and that other times tuning to other things, changing the channel, changing the subject. So, for me, it depends a lot on the context of the discomfort or pain, both how often and how strong it is, and also what is the kind of personality type approach. So, for some people, there's sort of almost a longing to have pain to be with. And for other people, there's something that might suggest that it might possibly turn uncomfortable in a few minutes, sort of as I have to do something about it now. And so taking that into account, practicing across the habit energies, not every single time, but more often. In general, taking into account our tendency to notice the pain, if that is the case. It's often the case, whether I can't stop my attention from going there, or I can't stop like half being there and half being somewhere else, like in some way it being a subject. Does that make sense? And so to kind of, as if with a flow of water, washing away that tendency to orient around the difficult, including that like half here, half there, which would be So sometimes I really am with it, and what is it? And what is it like to really be with it and feel that it's warm, it's pulsating, it's dry, it's sharp, etc. And how my resistance to it is a major factor. When there's pain that's unavoidable, or there's a pain that's not unbearable but is happening. So sometimes just lying on your back, even on the softest mattress at the back of the head here, can be painful. And if we can use the word energy, we could call it an energy thing. Because it seems like just a slight movement of the head and it's gone, usually. But it sometimes happens when there's a lot of stillness. And so it's not that there's a rule, stay with the stillness or relieve the pain and then come back. But both could be good options at different times.
It almost seems like just more trust in the organizing power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Body intelligence and receptivity.
Yeah. Well, the body-mind intelligence, so that sometimes your presence would be requested with, in, underneath, around, through, in different ways, breathing through it, etc. And other times it would be requested in some other direction. When there's sometimes more of an issue of kind of not sure if it's quite body or mind, uneasiness, feeling, discomfort. Two, there's, like we did in the meditative movement this morning, there's a couple of simple ways of breathing from somatic experiencing, which is trauma release, that can be helpful and inspiring. So one is feeling which side of the body feels more comfortable, breathing up that foot, up the leg, to what they call it, wherever you feel the center of your breathing in the main body, and then breathing out down the other leg into the ground. Really getting the feeling of, even if the left side or the right side is just slightly feels more well than the other, what is that feeling of well? What are the ingredients of that sensation of wellness or pleasantness or whatever? Or even neutral. If someone has a lot of pain, they can find neutral in a finger and breathe with that. And another one can be good, especially if you have tension in the upper body, and that would be starting the breath down in the base of the main body, breathing up and then out both arms. So you're just, normally would just be in stillness in whatever your posture, but you could give a few breaths. And also that kind of thing can invent itself when we have some trust with the possibility that so many different things might be helpful, that it's not about perfectionism, that it can pop up. And that just staying simple is also one kind of home base. There can be that feeling, knowing what you know, loving what you love, texture, and bringing that to areas that feel either no sensation or difficult sensation, etc. And so maybe in summary, we can feel that when there's a difficult sensation, whether it's more mind-body or more body-mind, if it triggers the feeling of something's wrong and looking for safety, how that goes, which is kind of, we could also call that resistance to that feeling, assuming that it's wrong, trying to fix it, or something that's more listening and not assuming that it's wrong, but just listening, what could be helpful here? Not assuming that going to it or away is the way. When there's emotion that's difficult, and we, of course, can feel it in the body produces emotion with the help of the body. I mean, the brain produces emotion with the help of the body. Again, it can be helpful to feel that there is resistance that's making it problematic, even a really difficult emotion. And so sometimes really we can just give it a little more room. We can change the channel to something more direct. We can let it be this natural quality that's a human experience, not mine, not my fault, not me having to fix it, but here it is, and as neutral as possible, or kind. It can be very powerful what happens there. We can find that little small, relatively small irritation of the day or whatever is actually gives us access to sort of our mother story or whatever. That whole thing, and then the whole thing can just be known as not my problem to fix, giving it to life or whatever, letting it float in a sea of softness. And what happens is not in the program, which is designed to repeat itself. It's more free to unfold its intelligence. So that could be a good kind of gentle theme of the day, just sometimes noticing resistance and what it feels like, just as a thing. Anything else? Yes, please.
You talked about kindness to self.
Yes, please.
But haven't we taught that we should be harsh and we should be mean to ourselves and kindness to others?
Yeah, we've been taught. Yeah.
How do you know? Unlearn that.
Yeah. That's a good question. So one of the main kind of meditation tools that we can start with and try, and then from there you branch out on your own, in your own way, was what we did kind of in the middle today of feeling, loving what you love, what you would wish for, what would be relaxing, you know, and that might come as an image of being held or with something beautiful or in a place that you felt safe and relaxed and honored, respected, whatever, appreciated. So you could go to a moment that you felt good and try to get that feeling in your body, let that kind of brain chemistry have you. And then feel if there's some reminder, word, or image. You can use the memory, or it can start to have a life of its own, too. But knowing that it's possible and usually long process, it is helpful not to expect instant results. Usually that kind of education that we had to be harsh, to be not allowed to include this, that it's not safe to be nice to ourselves, etc. It usually keeps sneaking in for years and years. So it's good to feel so clearly that it's education, that training, right? So we can kind of feel that that was added to us. We accepted it, but didn't have much choice. But we can kind of feel that it doesn't quite fit, right? Even though it's so installed, it also, we can feel it doesn't quite fit and it doesn't maybe reach all the way down. There's still a child in us that kind of, like a puppy, that still just goes to everybody and expects, of course you're gonna cuddle me and give me something to eat and think how cute I am. And so if we can find the puppy underneath all that, and not bring about a fight between those, because the poor puppy or the lucky puppy still hasn't had to. Try to swallow the harshness. So so if that makes sense, that there's, we can find a puppy that hasn't swallowed the harshness, and that's one part of our process, is enjoying that, discovering it, do we dare, etc., is it safe? And then there's the part that did, where the, we did get installed with the harshness for a long time. It's established there. That swallowed the poison. That's a, maybe a different part of our process of starting to let the natural ejection of the poison happen. And they, those two sides of it can help each other.